Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
That monkey, that!
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I am Chris Hainer and I am soloing this week. I really wish John could be here, but a whole bunch of stuff happened over the weekend and the scheduling at some point didn't mesh, and so this is going to be probably a fairly short show. I don't know if I can talk for an hour by myself. John is definitely half of this equation, and but I don't want to not put anything up, and I don't want to put up old stuff, because if you've listened for a while, you know I don't like that, because it's basically stuff y'all heard before, and why would you want to sit through it again? So I figured I would take the opportunity to tell you why there is no John this week, and tell you what we're kind of working towards. So you guys can get a better idea of what to expect in the future. So, like I said, this weekend, this was the weekend from hell. It basically started out, late Saturday night. Actually, it started on Saturday. If you've been listening for to the show for a while, you know I have a daughter who had some bug bites or something on her feet. And all day Saturday, they kept, it looked like they were swelling up, and by 1 o'clock in the morning, they were about twice the size that they normally are. So we took her to the emergency room because it looked like there were blisters forming, and that's usually a bad sign. So we took her to the children's hospital here in town, and, they took a look at her, and we got there around 2, I guess, in the morning, and didn't leave until 6:15. So it was a really, really long day. You know, when you're holding your kid and she's screaming her head off because they're trying to draw blood and they can't find a vein, you don't really tend to sleep. We didn't sleep at all Saturday night, and going into Sunday, when we normally record, I was just not in the mood. So I sent John a text saying, hey, can we do this tomorrow, Monday? And he said, sure, no problem. Got up for work on Monday, got to work, was doing my thing, and I was editing a video, and it came time to do some changes to the video, and I opened up the file, and half of the work was missing. Anybody who's ever professionally put a video together will know how much that sucks. That was, you know, maybe a day's worth of work for, because it was a bunch of videos. I had done some work on these videos, and save the file, and for some reason those changes didn't save. So I ended up having to work late on Monday, and Monday's always the backup day. If we don't get to record on Monday, chances are we don't get to record. And so I sent him another text message saying, hey, hate to do this to you. Is there any way we can do this tomorrow? And John's schedule is now different, so he can't do it. So I just figured, what the hell, we'll solo on this to see how far I get. But I did want to talk to you guys, you listeners, about what's going on and what we're working on. So hopefully everybody is enjoying the movie podcast that we're doing, Mark and myself. John seemed to be a little bit upset at the last one, because he actually went to see the film after we did the review. If you haven't heard the Man of Steel one yet, go take a listen. And Mark and I are planning to do more of those, and they're going to be like bonus episodes. I don't really want to take the place of, I don't want to take the place of an episode that has John in it. So basically, what it's going to be is it's going to be like Dance Monkey Dance movie version, like special editions. It's a little different dynamic. If you haven't heard them, go take a listen. It's two guys that are talking about movies for I think they're both like an hour and a half at this point. There's a Star Trek in the Darkness one, and there is a what was the last one we did? Man of Steel. Both were very positive reviews from both of us. And we talked about the last on the last one on Man of Steel, we talked about like branching out and doing movies that have been out for a while, so like the original Star Wars, and maybe getting into some TV shows and talk about some good science fiction stuff, because Mark and I are both into science fiction and fantasy and all that kind of stuff. So we're looking at, we're going to do Pacific Rim next. And just as a teaser, it was a fucking awesome movie. If you guys haven't seen it yet, and you're into sci-fi, and you're like, oh, it's just big robots fighting, it looks like Transformers. Go take a look and see it. I don't care how you see it, IMAX, 3D, 2D, whatever. Go see this film in the theater. This is spectacle. This is what summer movies are supposed to be. And the fact that it didn't do well really kind of pisses me off, because it's always that way with sci-fi, especially these days. It seems to be that any original sci-fi for whatever reason gets kind of pushed to the back of whether it be advertising or they wait till the last minute to let people know what's going on. It's the same thing that happened to Dread. Dread was a good science fiction slash comic book movie. It was violent, it was what the character was supposed to be, and nobody went to see it. And once it came out on video, everybody was like, holy shit, this is a good film. And they're talking about a sequel now, but for the longest time it didn't look like anything was going to happen because nobody went to the theater. And if you've listened to the show, you understand that I have a real love-hate relationship with movie theaters in general. There are certain things I love about movie theaters. I love the spectacle of big, good action movies and sci-fi and all that kind of crap. But I absolutely hate some things too. And one of those is the way that films are treated. Because if you look at the run of the lifespan of a movie, really, the first weekend, for some reason, has this huge weight put on it. Because if you don't make your money back, chances are you're not going to see another one. And that's stupid, because the idea of a movie is that the longest life it has is shelf time, is when it comes out on video on demand, when it comes out on Blu-ray or DVD, downloads from iTunes, any of that kind of shit. That's what's important. And the overall, what it does in a year is more important, I think, than what it does in 3 days. And Pacific Rim is kind of the same way, except Pacific Rim is doing really, really well overseas. And that's the hope that keeps me alive, that we're going to get more. Guillermo del Toro has kind of said it's a trilogy. And the next one would take place and delve more into the aliens and all that kind of good shit. But you really have to go see this in a theater. Without giving too much away, because I really want to do the review show, I haven't felt this way about a movie since probably the original Star Wars. And I was 3 when it came out, and it is one of my all-time favorite films, and Pacific Rim is definitely going in my top 5. So, with that said, Mark and I are going to be doing that pretty soon, and then maybe once a month we're going to do a review of either a movie we've seen or an old movie. You know, we might do Blade Runner, we might do whatever. If you guys have a movie that you want us to talk about, maybe one that we haven't seen, you know, we'll watch it, we'll review it. We're not, you know, we're not above that. And like I said, I don't know, there's no set schedule for these things, so I'll try to throw up on Twitter when a special one's coming out. Like, the way that I kind of figure this is Dance Monkey Dance original version comes out on Wednesdays. Tuesday nights if you're really looking at whatever. But it usually takes a couple hours to get onto the iTunes server, so we technically say Wednesday. So I think the special bonus episodes will come out on Friday. And I'll try to tease it or tell you on the show on Wednesday when they're coming up. So make sure that you listen to those if you're into those movies. And write in and tell us a movie to review. And you can always write us at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. And that's another thing. I don't know how many people stick around to the very end of the show. Maybe when we start wrapping up, everybody turns it off. But figure that since this is in the middle, I'll tell you this. info@dancemonkeypodcast.com is the email address that you can reach us at to ask questions. We had somebody write in and want advice about searching for a job. We did that a couple weeks ago, or last week maybe. I don't remember. Sometimes this all just blurs, and I don't remember when we say what. Okay, so that being said, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Dancemonkeypodcast.com is where you can go to find all the shows from this show all the way down to show number one, and you could hear how pitiful we were in the beginning to what we are now. There are links to John and my personal website. John is zebra421.com, and mine is havoc-creative.com. And you can go and check out our work, John's photography, and all that kind of good stuff. You know, and see kind of what we're about behind the scenes. So that's kind of what we're looking at. I am planning a trip down to Orlando towards the middle, I guess it's the third week in August. And we had talked about it. I don't know if we talked about it last week or the week before. Again, it all blurs. That John needs to try pork roll, which is, growing up in New Jersey, pork roll is a staple of any New Jerseyan diet. If you ask anybody from New Jersey what pork roll with American cheese on a hard roll tastes like, they will tell you it tastes like heaven. John has never had it. For the 8 years that John and I lived in and worked together, we didn't live together, but we lived in the same town. For those 8 years, he never tried it. For some reason, I never brought it to work or whatever. But what I'm planning on doing is bringing some, and we're going to do a video podcast, and we're going to videotape John's reaction. You know, it might be like 10 minutes or whatever. Again, bonus thing. Just to kind of, you know, mix things up, because we want to do more video podcasts. And being that we're a couple hundred miles apart, you know, it doesn't always work that out that well. So we're going to try to do that. We're going to try to do more podcasts from, like, events and things like that. Like, we did MegaCon this last year, and, you know, to be quite honest, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. We didn't shoot nearly enough. We didn't get nearly as many interviews as I wanted. And we're working on going back in 2014 and trying to get in front of some of the celebrity guests. They're already booking them. And there's a couple of people that I really, really would like to interview. Just so that people can experience some of the things that I love. And one of those things is Torchwood. It's an offshoot of Doctor Who, so a lot of people are like, oh, it's that weird British sci-fi stuff. Doctor Who is a little or Torchwood is a little bit more adult than Doctor Who. There's a lot of sexuality that's explored. Girls on girls, guys on guys, girls on guys. It's all in there. And it just shows you how uptight as Americans we are, because they view that and it's like, oh, whatever. That's just good television. But to hear, it's like, oh, that's, you know, you got all those people that are bitching about marriage equality and how that's wrong and whatever. And Britain embraces it. And I think they embrace it on Doctor Who as well. But at the same time, I mean, you know, so there's several people from that cast that are going to be there. There's a bunch of people from the original Battlestar Galactica. Peter Mayhew's going to be there, who plays Chewbacca. So we're kind of looking at going back and doing even more and trying to get longer shows and more shows out of it. I mean, it was really fun last year. John got to interview the wrestlers. Everybody who listens knows how much John likes little people, so it was like a dream come true for him to be able to hang out and, you know, really get to know those guys. And he has since run into one of the managers, and I guess they told him that they had a really good time and thanked us for doing it. So we're going to try to do more of that stuff. I'm trying to think of what else I can tell you. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to try to get more guests on. We're going to try to talk about different variety of things. I know that we get stuck in certain topics from time to time. I try not to bring up atheism every single show, but sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you see stupid things going on and they just need to be addressed. I know we talk about TVs and TV shows and movies a lot, but, you know, that's kind of who we are. Hang in there with us. We got some good things coming. Like always, if you guys have show suggestions or whatever, you can always send them in. Like I said, you can always ask us questions. We had that girl that wrote in, I should say woman, I don't want to say girl, I'm terrible at that. For some reason, I still think of people as kids, even though I'm pushing 40 or whatever. So, you know, you can always write in to us with questions, or you can always suggest topics that we talked about. I got an email a couple weeks ago from somebody who wanted us to do more autocorrect readings, which I haven't forgot about. We're just trying to work it in. We're trying to pick out the best ones and do whatever. So don't think that I don't read those emails, because I absolutely do. John may not, but I do. And I am trying, I guess, Anne Marie has requested that we do more autocorrects. So we're going to try to do that. That was the beginning of June. I apologize. Sometimes we just get on a roll and we can't just stop talking about stuff. Stupid stuff, but stuff nonetheless. Alright, so I think I've rambled on. Next week we'll be back with a full show. Another hour of wasted time of talking about stupid stuff, but stuff nonetheless. Keep you entertained at work or the gym. As always, you can follow us on, you can listen to us on Stitcher, iTunes, Burberry, all those streaming apps. We should be on all those. You could always go to dancemonkeypodcast.com. I think it streams to the iPhone. I'm pretty sure it does. You know, write in. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, when we piss you off, when we don't piss you off, when we make you laugh. Because that's the whole thing. Dance Monkey Dance was designed to be a way for a couple things. One is for me to get to spend an hour talking with John every week, which is one of my favorite things to do. And the other is to make each other laugh. And that's kind of the credo of the show. It's two guys trying to make each other laugh. And we hope we do that. And any way we can do that for you, you just let us know. So, like I said, drop us a line at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com and let us know you're listening. So until next week, when John is back, this is Chris saying have a good week. Bye-bye.